Tonight, we are young. So let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. Tonight, this is the fucking dumb shit. Hopefully have some good videos, but we won't.
Welcome to the pod.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Remember that commercial during the Super Bowl that aired on?
That song is fucking fire.
Bob Dyrdek kick flipping a car.
What is Bob Dyrdek up to?
Chilling in the fantasy.
What about fucking still recording ridiculous
Coco.
West Coast Chanel.
East Coast Chanel. What just happened?
What did you say, Mitt?
He's still recording ridiculousness for the 50th season.
Yeah, he's still like a fucking skate, like, because you're like, you're a face of the skating community.
He hasn't been a professional skateboarder since he started doing reality.
Yeah, but
TV.
He's still a fucking face of it.
He's a skateboarding Gary Vee, I think.
He yeah, like basically he's a skateboarding Mark. Yeah, you were right.
He is,
no, he's yeah, a, but one day he was
not a Mark.
Yeah, he's a mogul.
Yeah, one day he was very good at skateboarding.
I mean, never, like, professionally. Genuinely, professionally, he never was that good. But
well, I saw Sal Masakela give him fucking 6 X Games gold.
Yeah. And that's all that matters. If Sal Masakela fucking dons that you are the, you know, the GOAT, then you're the GOAT.
Yeah, it's your really guy Nigel Houston only got into skateboarding because he saw Rob Dyrdek in Robin Big.
Yeah, so what does that mean, Mitt?
Also,
how much young and reckless gear do you have?
I actually used to buy a bunch of Young and Reckless.
What was his cousin?
We
know.
What was that
Johnny Drama.
Drama,
yeah.
You were definitely
not, not Johnny Drama, just Drama.
Drama.
You're definitely a huge Ryan Sheckler guy.
You were.
The Sheckler show was fucking awesome when he was like 16.
Sheckler's got a show?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Dude, he was 16, living alone. He had a fucking...
Just wheeling hot chicks.
Dude, yeah, he was just throwing building skate parks in his backyard. Sheckler was the fucking man when I was growing up.
Did we respect the Dyrdek move to just comment over viral videos? Or
that's basically what we do.
Tosh had it before.
As I was saying that, I fucking thought about it.
It was Tosh in the soup.
You mean like
what we're doing right now?
Yeah, but he actually had some talent in other areas. We do not.
No, exactly.
Fair.
I would completely agree.
Fair.
Boston Connor.
Yes. Play Call of Duty all weekend.
Tosh Schmidt.
Fuck yeah.
So did I.
I got my ghillie suit
Nikki
on
skates
right
with
now.
His copper fits doing squats on the stage.
Right.
Nikki skates his weapons hot right now with the copper fit gloves and UAVs on.
Emmett unfortunately was not able to find the camera to cut to you too. See that?
I'm going to be honest. I thought that the camera was on. This screen here is opposite of what was in the old studio, so I will catch myself sometimes looking at the left screen, which is preview instead of program.
Yeah, it's all right.
Kind of confusing.
Don't need an explanation. It's fine.
Bruce, you are going to have to get up and turn Nick's mic on, I think.
No way. I left it on.
Bruce, you sack of wine.
You sack of wine.
You heard him, Bruce.
All right, before we get into the pod, because why fucking beat around the bush?
Exactly. Shout out Hawk.
Shout out Hawker. My back hurts so bad. I have a knot in my back, like right here, that's
you
seriously the size of a bowling ball.
You two were weapons hot all weekend.
Big time.
Yes, weapons hot.
Beat the campaign in 2 days.
What of it?
What?
Were you weapons hot all weekend?
Of course.
Okay.
It's
Bruce,
sick
were you
game.
Weapons hot all weekend?
Not all weekend, but I have been weapons hot.
Oh, yeah, it was your birthday. Happy birthday, Bruce.
Happy birthday, Bruce.
Bill, were you weapons hot all weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Campaign is moving.
Otter, were you weapons hot all weekend?
No, I lost in the Madden fucking Super Bowl. It fucking sucked.
Yikes. Dude, go weapons hot. Get down
there. Yeah, go weapons hot. Me and Bruce had that Madden League. We're in the conference championship now. 95% chance that game never gets played because of Call of Duty.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually lost in the AFC Championship game to a stacked Bills roster. It was heartbreaking.
Well, and now that you have fucking weapons hot, you know, Brippy out with fucking Captain Price
and
Gaz.
Soup. I do like Gus the Bus and his Ali Alejandro.
It's Gaz.
Alejandro.
It's Gaz.
Oh, is he driving?
Kyle Gaz Garrick.
Is he driving the Hummer EV?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ghost team.
Are these like reoccurring fucking characters?
Come on,
yeah,
man.
That, so that part did kind of confuse me. Bro.
Yeah, to be fair, Captain Price did get shot in the head.
All of them died.
Yeah.
And then, well, and then they just rebooted the
and
whole
they said,
thing.
You know what? Fuck it. And then they actually brought the bad
There's
guy
no
back.
No problem
with
that. Yeah. So pretty sweet.
How was everyone's Halloween before we get to the pop-up?
I ate so much fucking candy. You know what, fuck it, I'm gonna buy a bag of candy and eat half of it while
I play.
Do
you get trick-or-treaters in your apartment? Or?
No. Oh. It was just for me.
Dude, I saw...
No, I know. I was just curious if you did.
No trick-or-treaters. And if they did come to the door, I'd say, get the fuck out of here!
Whoa. It's my candy.
You can't trick-or-treat in apartments anymore.
I told Tony, last night, there's a decent amount of families in my little cul-de-sac development, what have you. Yeah. I put a chair on my front porch and a bowl of candy out there, turned the front light on, I was going to let the kids come.
Yeah.
One kid came up to the door and grabbed some candy. Murph started barking like crazy, and I had just put my daughter down to sleep, and I went outside, took the bowl of candy away, said, fuck it, turned the lights off, and I said, I'm not doing this the rest of the night.
So you didn't even leave the bowl out?
No, no.
The old, just take...
Empty bowl.
Yeah. No.
You should have just moved it down to, the curb.
Yeah, or you just empty the bowl out. Oh,
I respect
people that. Already came by.
That's not a bad idea. That's probably that's what I should have done.
See, I went to a very, a Halloween that definitely... Or a neighborhood that definitely loves Halloween. A lot of big decoration houses and stuff like that. We left the bowl out. Because we didn't get that many people last year, and it looked like, judging by my camera...
In the rain?
Yeah, doorbell camera.
Oh.
A lot of people came this year, and we were out of candy early, and some kid was fucking pissed.
Oh, you sandbagger.
And he picked up one of our gravestones and fucking snapped it in half.
Get your beam.
No, you got true. You got vandalized.
That kid's a legit.
Kid was pissed, and I would have been too, but, supply and demand...
Yeah. Motherfucker.
You run that footage back, you take a fucking mental picture of that kid's face, and you beat the shit out of him next year when he comes up. Wait for him.
But the neighborhood I went
to. You see my face.
I've seen you too. Egg that kid.
You have to set up something super duper scary and wait for that.
Next year.
Exact lad.
But yeah,
I remember you, Darth Vader. I just watched a Darth Vader Modern Family episode.
Did you guys go fuck shit up the night before Halloween?
No,
growing
that was
up?
Not. We were never big on that.
No, we were always Halloween.
Once, but we didn't go crazy.
I was Halloween
night, no matter when it was.
I was
up. Not Hallow's Eve.
Fuck everything.
Devil's night.
Yeah. You didn't go out on Devil's night.
No.
Wait,
that's
Bruce,
actually the first time I've ever heard the night before Halloween be called Devil's night.
Really?
Yeah, it's Mischief Night where we come from.
Oh, see, it's called Devil's night where we're from.
We're just devils every night, but it's Christmas Eve. It's fucking blackout Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and I think those are the only two night before events that I've been a part
See,
of.
See, in college, I technically went to a Catholic school. I think
Duquesne.
Duquesne's, yeah, Catholic school.
Wow. What's the
Jesuit?
No, real quick, what's the night before?
No.
Valentine's Day, was it Stinky Pussy Day?
It's the Super Bowl.
But I found out when I went there that there's something called today's All Saints Day.
Today is All Saints
Day. Today is?
Yeah, so you get off of school. So we just fucking Halloween was a go.
See, that ain't my school.
We never got All Saints Day off in high school.
We did in college. It was awesome.
That's wild.
That is
so I went to a Jesuit institution. We didn't get that shit off.
Yeah,
I don't know what Jesuit means.
It means fucking cooler.
It's
Catholics.
cool.
No, it's some Italian guy who said, go forth and set the world on fire.
Fucking Francis.
You could burn bright.
It ain't Roman
Michael,
Catholic.
The referee.
I know that.
Then the sun. All right. Like I said, let's not beat around the bush.
Same equation.
I agree.
Podfod.
My fucking headphones broke, damn it.
Podfod.
It don't work at all.
Podfod. Boom.
Let's play a quick guess what it is.
All right, yeah.
It looks like a big old fucking worm, maybe from Heidi Klum's 21st annual Halloween party.
Giant worm.
That looks like Bruce's penis.
It does.
Yeah.
What
life size?
Bill said the
what are
dog
you guys doing?
Man, what did you do? All right, there we go.
Normal as fuck, dude.
So Heidi Klum, everybody knows she loves Halloween.
This is awesome.
She dressed up as a big fucking worm.
Oh, this is the worm from fucking.
From what?
From the ground.
From my fishing rod.
Oh, it's Earthworm Jim.
The Will Smith movie when they're fucking hunting aliens and they have the little pen that.
No, that is not. What the, I mean?
Men in Black.
West Side Story. I know.
No, Men in Black. That's the worm from Men in Black.
I don't think that's true.
I like this costume, and it looks weirdly edible to me. Like, I feel it like it might be made out of bread.
It looks wet.
Yeah.
It looks slimy.
It does look like that's a freshly baked croissant.
Yeah, it does, especially the tail.
Yeah.
It's making me hungry.
You know what? For Pacho, the costume was good that I had, but I said next year. I'm a dropping exorbitant amount of money.
Oh, you're doing the classic. Next year, I'm going to have a really good one. Yeah. You wait. Yeah. You watch.
Yeah. Well, I told Ty I'm going to have a costume that's going to need an exoskeleton because it's going to be so heavy.
Yeah.
And my body can't move it.
Talk about this, and it is a great idea.
I want you to do that so bad, but I know next year's going to come around. You're like, oh, I don't want to dress up.
No. Well, since my daughter was born and me and my wife normally have a Halloween party, we weren't able to.
Yeah, massive bummer for my Halloween this year.
Next year, we're thinking about.
You kind of screwed me, Tony.
I had a great costume cooked up for
We're thinking about doing a Halloween party like where we got married at, like a big one.
Comeback party.
Like a Tim the Toolman Taylor style Halloween party.
Fucking DJ spinning monster.
Yeah, so the costumes are going to have to, like that.
We're spiking the punch?
Yeah. I'm back. Win.
Tony did say Tony will be spending $30,000 on his Halloween.
Wow. Thank you, Tony.
No problem.
Let's go.
But
fuck yeah.
Heidi never disappoints. Did you see Kim Kardashian was, what's her name, Mystique, and went to a party and it wasn't a costume party?
Yep.
Oh, man. What a fucking mark.
I bet you she knew that, and she did it on purpose.
Another popular celebrity had that same costume, too, which I feel like probably
bothers I know.
Yeah, Saweetie.
Did Lizzo have the coolest costume of all the celebs?
Cardi B.
She did look awesome.
She did.
Who did it better, Lizzo or Cardi B?
They were both Marge Simpson?
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
Cardi B.
I thought Lizzo just went as two oversized butt cheeks.
That's Cardi B did.
Well, it's
show
funny you say that. Yeah, Cardi B actually did fucking plop her butt cheeks out of the costume,
painted yellow like Marge Simpson.
Okay,
that was awesome.
Shout out Halloween.
We have breaking news.
What is the breaking news?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Yeah. Never mind. We'll maybe talk about that at some other juncture.
No.
Not here.
Not here. Not now. Not here. Not ever.
This not is the time or the place.
This was fucking sweet. I think this happens every 5 years, I believe, this week.
Yeah, something like that.
What, the crescent moon turned sideways?
No, that's the sun.
What?
Yeah, dude, that's the sun in Egypt.
Over the fucking pyramids.
That's moon night.
So that's why they made it?
What do you mean? This isn't like clay. That's the sun, dude.
No, I know, but this is like, oh, let's put it right here.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
This is a still shot from the fucking Mummy with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I like what you're thinking, Bruce. Like, every 5 years,
like this happened.
The light shines on, like, a hieroglyphic. And
King Tut's tomb.
Yeah.
And that's like the key to... Yeah.
Yes. Like, they saw this eclipse happen once and were like...
The Purge.
What? This is it.
Yeah, I do wonder if some secret gate opened in Egypt somewhere and someone saved the world from destruction.
Like, and it opened up
a couple days ago, or
Brendan Fraser eating a turkey sandwich.
Oh my God, it's the whale!
Well, it was a real treat waking up early Sunday morning and catching the Mummy, and the Mummy returns on TBS.
Oh, it was on?
I'm like, oh yeah. The bracelet of Anubis and the Scorpion King. I was all the way in.
My favorite.
I can't help but wonder why you didn't text the group and let us
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that was kind of fucked up.
That is something that I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care if that's at 2:30 p.m. and NFL football is on. I'm watching the Mummy.
Until stop you in your tracks.
Yeah, it will every time. I probably haven't watched any of the Mummy movies in 10, 15
they
years.
They still hold
seriously,
up.
Who was the group? Was there a name of the group of the black clothed men that were chasing them?
Yeah,
Secret Service.
The mate.
Secret Medjai, Service.
Medi, something like that.
The Eye of Medi.
No, that's
these fucking headphones suck.
It's going on.
No, you got to get used to them. It will take you weeks to get used.
Well,
to
they were going in and out, and then
hey, you're gonna be uncomfortable for weeks.
I had to stop using them, and these worked the entire time. You fuck it. Who cares? Fucking next.
No, it was the Eye of Magi. You were correct.
Magi.
The Magi. The Eye of Magi.
Have you ever seen the Mummy?
Yeah, oh, man, shoot.
Of course I have.
He hasn't seen the Mummy.
No, you I've seen the Mummy. A lot of times I haven't seen the movie.
Who was Brendan Fraser's love interest?
Ah, man. See, I mean, I don't know it like the back of my hand.
Evie.
I am not.
Rachel Wise.
I'm not on the level you guys are.
And her brother was a snake.
Jonathan.
Yeah, see, I'm not dropping what I'm doing to watch The Mummy, but I have seen
it. You should, A.
Okay.
And B, I don't know if you remember, okay, there is an unbelievable line where, I think it might have been in the last one with Brendan Fraser, where something is going terribly awry, and one of his sidekicks says, I hate mummies! They never play fair! It's an all-time line.
Okay, I might be back in.
There was one scene, they threw a knife at Brendan, and he was like,
caught it.
Backhand, threw it back right in the guy's chest.
Was this in one or two?
This was two. This was in the battle for the bracelet.
I love in one when they cut out the fucking bug that's crawling underneath their skin.
The scarab. Yeah.
Scallops.
Mm-hmm.
See, I remember that.
That was the scene where I turned it on. It was crawling up Jonathan's arm.
I remember that.
Dude. Those fucking. Hey, someone in the back, please pull up. I don't know how many. Who's? I know Tony has for sure, and I know Nick probably has. Who's seen First Kid?
Yeah,
probably.
You mean
probably
Sinbad?
Yeah, probably just you two. I would assume. Look up First Kid, guy in wheelchair. That's all I can think about when I see fucking Nick with his copper pit gloves on. You know what I'm talking about?
Don't pull this up on the show or else we'll get taken down.
You don't have to go to YouTube.
Just go to fucking Google Images. Just images. It will.
Kids meet a guy in a wheelchair for the first time just popped
first
up.
First kid guy.
Dude, first kid sin. Okay, there it is.
Images or
IMDb? Yeah, images.
What, have you never used Google before?
Maybe go to IMDb.
This
guy is down or go to IMDb. First and foremost, if you've never seen First Kid, drop everything you're doing and watch it tonight.
Okay. I probably haven't seen it in 20 years.
No. It's probably on Disney Plus, too. If it's
it definitely is on Disney Plus.
What is this?
Oh, my God.
First Kid.
This is
Sinbad.
The
he's
my
young.
Date.
He's young. He's wild.
Is it really?
And he's the one pressing the president's son.
It's not. But basically what happened is
Zach Morris?
The kid right there. No, that is Zachary Ty Bryan, who I believe is related to AJ Hawk.
He was Brad in Home Alone.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's his cousin. Dude. It's AJ's cousin. Yeah. Or
it's Brady.
Or AJ's Brady wife's cousin.
Yeah, AJ's wife's cousin. Small world. But anyway, his dad is the president of the United States. His dad's never around. So Sinbad works for the CIA and basically ends up having to just
protect the kid.
Yeah.
And then there's a bad CIA agent.
The chances of you actually being able to find
zero.
Also, Mitt, I heard you say, what is this? You need to go back and watch every movie in the Sinbad.
Yeah.
Every movie in Sinbad's catalog.
Yeah.
Because they are all banging.
House Guest with him and Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Sinbad, I'm thinking of Simba from the fucking Lion King.
Are you kidding me?
Mitt, come on, dude. You act like you're some big-time Lakers fan. Sinbad played center for the Lakers for like 12 years.
I became a Lakers fan when LeBron started playing for the Lakers.
Next.
Was anyone hotter in like 1996 than
Sinbad? No. I wish we could fucking just show the trailer. Yeah,
he eats the puck.
Yes.
Next.
This movie is so fucking good, dude. Damn. So good.
Guy's bad. Don't trust him.
He always goes to the. A big part of it is like they go to the mall all the time, and like this is when virtual reality was really hot. And Sinbad always goes to the donut shop, and he's got a Secret Service badge on. He says, "There's a bomb in a bear claw. I'm gonna need a bear claw and a radioactive coffee." So he always gets free coffee and donuts. It's a great gig. Great gig. Kid learns. Kid's a fucking pissant and gets a shit beat.
I believe that girl was also Rocky or Colt's girlfriend in Three Ninjas.
Looks very similar to her. I don't know if it's
I believe that was
one.
Emily.
Yeah. Rocky loves Emily.
Next. Because this.
I mean, we can't show it.
No, we can't. But fucking watch First Kid.
I will.
Dead serious.
I know. I actually will.
It is hilarious.
You watch Expendables yet?
No. I still can't find it.
Tony.
Someone send this man a link to the Expendables.
You can fucking find it. Okay?
I can't find it.
I told you, I spent like $400 on the Steelbook box set of the entire series. If you want it, I'll let you borrow it, okay? I just need it back in pristine condition.
Fox, you ever see the Expendables?
Sorry, I found it. It's on Peacock.
This guy.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. So it looks like you were really trying hard.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Found it in 2 seconds.
Amazon Prime.
Well, I got to pay for it there.
No, subscription. They have free movies on Amazon Prime.
Do they?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Come on, you rube.
What are you talking about? You watch fucking 13 Lives on there.
Yeah.
That was a free movie on there. Wasn't
there you go.
Which we still own.
But that was a new movie. I thought it wasn't like an old movie.
Well, you're not going to have to pay for anything ever again.
I watch Roadhouse at least once every 2 weeks on fucking Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. NASA to explore. Yes.
They're making Sam a new Elliott. One.
Yeah.
Golden asteroid first with Dalton. Materials worth enough to make everyone a billionaire. The psych mission aims to survey the 140-mile wild
go and find them later
asteroid that's orbiting the sun between Mars and Jupiter.
Yeah, I'm down, but Pat had a great point. If everyone's a billionaire, no one's a billionaire.
Yeah,
but I also thought, what do we think? Someone who finds this asteroid is going to share the wealth with everybody on Earth?
No.
No.
No chance, dude.
Yeah. Also, hate to break it to you guys, but fucking guess what? TC's already on his way. TC's literally already on his way, and he probably will just lasso this thing and bring it back to Earth.
Yeah,
this
will save the movie industry for good.
It will.
We'll never have to worry about people letting him down on set again.
That would be cool.
If he wrangles this thing.
But the price of gold would just crash like a rock.
You're saying it wouldn't be worth anything? Because there'd be too much gold.
You sure, Bruce? Because they're saying this is worth 10,000 quadrillion dollars.
There's probably also
in
some
gold bar units.
Some precious copper on that.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there probably are some other resources.
Buy Copperfit stock today.
Is it only gold, too, or is it just a bunch of different
materials? I believe there's a bunch of precious metals.
That's what I figure.
Yeah.
Unobtainium.
Because where there's
uranium.
Where there's gold,
there's unobtainium.
And silver.
And adamantium.
And diamonds.
And vibranium.
There's coal.
Yes.
Perhaps a pearl.
No, there's no pearls.
Those are in the ocean.
Underwater.
You absolute dipshit. Those are only in the ocean.
Is silver really everywhere?
Maybe a diamond.
Mate, where do pearls come from?
Pearls come from oysters, right?
Yeah,
nailed it.
Hell boy,
yeah,
Mitt.
Dude.
Hey, boy, Mitt.
Yeah, you can take them out without even hurting the oyster. Yeah.
Shout out. Good luck, TC.
Yeah, good luck, TC.
Go get it.
Although you don't need it.
No. No, you do not.
You're already there.
Speaking of great actors and actresses, John Cena, Jodie Turner-Smith, and Brian Cox are going to be in a political thriller.
Damn it.
Where
fuck off, Cena!
Is
how many
Cena
times
gonna
that on set?
Is Cena gonna be the president?
I think he's running.
He's running.
He's Sterling.
Maybe incumbent.
He's
I'm not sure.
Might be in the primary.
Yeah, he's Bob Sterling.
Look at how funny Cena looks with that haircut and that suit.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? Looks like our next president of the United States.
Yeah, he looks.
He's always in a suit.
I know, but
true.
That's like a political suit. He's normally in like a form-fitting, like
peacemaker.
I'm promoting a
shout
movie
out
suit.
David Allen.
Shout out David Allen. He creates his suits.
That's this like review, I didn't clip the whole thing. The entire review was kind to everybody in the headline except for Cena. They said he does not have the range to portray.
Oh, come on.
Fuck off, damn it.
Not just because it is in the Communist
is this a
Party
serious,
of China.
I don't.
Yeah, who's his running mate?
I
fucking
can't
Mao Zedong,
or is this a comedy?
You know, I didn't really pick that up.
Is there a trailer for this yet?
I guess it says political thriller.
So it's going to be a serious movie, and it's going to be hard to take John seriously. I think
John seriously.
Yes,
I think Brian Cox is playing like a hitman in this.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
He's lost, aging hitman.
He lost 200 pounds.
Yeah, he did. That's why they actually had to push back Succession.
Because
he got super cut. He's actually more jacked than Cena.
Yeah, now he's getting fat again.
Yeah.
It's taking a little longer than expected.
When he does
routine.
Those Mickey D's commercials, nothing makes me want Big Mac more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Fuck off, damn it.
That's what he should say.
They're going to be
Daddy's little McDonald's
about the
baby
in real.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
They're going to be like conspiracy theories about that plot being real for sure.
What are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
Did you write the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under a pen
name? Well, then how many times does Cox say, fuck off?
Yeah.
A few, for sure.
Okay. Also, under no circumstances can we allow John Cena to become president because he will sell all of our secrets to the Chinese
people.
It's
true. It's absolutely true. Sounds like Justin Long's trying to be relevant again. Vince Vaughn has a Dodgeball 2 pitch for Ben Stiller. Says Justin Long.
And I need to fucking be in it because I haven't been in anything in so fucking long.
You know, last time I acted, I was fucking Barbie Games. That was 15 years ago.
Who had the better acting career, Justin Long or
the fucking guy from National Treasure who's also in The Hangover that they pushed out of the movies in the second and third one?
Ripley? Okay, him.
Yep.
Doug.
Doug.
What's his name?
Okay.
Ripley.
And then let me throw
what the real name is.
What's his name from American Pie in there as well?
Jason Biggs.
Jason Biggs.
I give Biggs the nod out of those guys.
But that's just because he was in an established series. Like Justin Long, what was that movie with fucking
Accepted.
Ryan Reynolds? Accepted, yes, and the Ryan Reynolds movie where they work at a restaurant.
Waiting.
Oh, that was good.
That was a good movie.
What about those were pretty good. He was cameo, but Zach and Mary McPorno.
Yeah.
When he's fucking Bobby Longdick or whatever.
True. Was Bobby. Yeah.
He's also in Strange Wilderness, which is a cult classic. Just
tell you what, what's her name was awesome. I haven't seen her in anything in a while.
Lori Beth Denberg?
No, she's just making movies.
She's a director. She directed all the Pitch Perfect movies.
Yes. Oh, Elizabeth Banks.
Yes.
Was Lori Beth Denberg?
She's the cheerleader that falls on his face.
If it isn't a prequel, I think you would have to go prequel.
Wasn't she in all
that? You could go for a second one where Ben Stiller fucking gets ripped again and brings back a bunch
of cool people.
I would
really like need see fat white suit. Again.
You know what the problem is? Look at Vince Vaughn. Just look at him.
We're the average Joe.
He's living the dream.
That's not Pete LaFleur anymore.
He was in True Detective.
Your best player thinks he's a pirate.
He looked good on the Manning cast.
He did.
Vince has ballooned throughout his career.
He's done. I mean, who hasn't?
Got comfortable. And he looked good on the Manning cast. He looked slim and trim.
I haven't seen him in anything recently, I'm trying to think. He was so bad and so miscast in True Detective season 2.
But he did as well as he could have. It was a miscast.
That show.
Also, Ben Stiller, and I'm looking at it now and remembering it, he is the lead on Severance, and that show is so fucking good. He's too busy.
Yeah, and he's got the Knicks to watch.
He created it and he directs it.
Yeah, right.
Aren't we supposed to watch that?
So he's taking lead on
He's taking point. Yes. What'd you say?
Weren't we supposed to watch that?
Yeah, Severance were.
Severance is awesome.
So good.
Yeah.
You watch all the
time? Justin Long is still acting.
Yeah, hell of course he is.
Dude.
He's on Broadway now.
I didn't know.
Talks on that.
He's
isn't he playing the Human Torch and fucking
New Fantastic Four?
Yeah, Fantastic Four.
I know he's fucking in a TV series called Goosebumps that's coming out.
He was also
whoa! Are we talking R.L. Stine Goosebumps?
Let me click on it.
Goosebumps.
A group of 5 high schoolers unleash supernatural forces upon their town. None of us work to go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds like Goosebumps, all right.
Okay.
Were you a Goosebumps guy? Were you a Stein guy?
Oh, you were now.
That was before your time.
Yeah.
I was a huge Goosebumps guy.
What was the last Vince Vaughn movie you saw?
4 Christmases. Like...
That movie I watched every year, that movie was so good.
The
Break, I think the last movie released, I think it was that Neighborhood Watch, whatever movie with the alien.
It was all right. That one had some funny moments.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. The Watch was good with Jonah Hill and Ben Stiller.
And fucking
man, I love 4 Christmases.
The Breakup was a big one.
That was 15 years ago.
I didn't know that Justin Long.
Your grandma's boyfriend's a petty sipping asshole.
Yeah, Justin Long and Vince Vaughn are both voices in F is for Family, so that's how they talk.
Right. I knew that actually.
All right, Justin, we get it. We want to do another Dodgeball.
Vince Vaughn hasn't.
No, he's been chilling.
I think he's executive producing a decent amount of stuff.
He gets it.
How about a Wedding Crashers sequel?
I've been waiting for this.
They talked about that. I don't know.
I think they're doing it
with Ronda Rousey.
Why would you say that?
Well, I thought it actually might be like an all female thing that I saw.
Oh, like Ocean's 8.
Yep.
That's not a sequel.
The last movie that I've seen that he put out was The Internship.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm
blinded. That came out in what, like 2014?
13.
Yeah. It's a long time
ago. That was basically just Wedding Crashers in a different setting.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Started in the blender.
Now we're here.
Now we're saving lives.
Yeah, whatever he says.
Next.
Oh, Starbuck. When he's the guy who has all those kids.
Yeah. Oh, Delivery Man.
Delivery Man.
That was right after. That was also in 2013.
Frick. Okay, here we go.
Scientists at Exeter University have reconstructed this 3D model of how Moses might have looked.
What are you going to do when the Israelites run wild on you, brother? To all my Israel maniacs out there, make sure you mark your doors with the blood of a lamb. Because when I part that Red Sea, brother, I'm going to go just like this. And that's how we're going to do it. And whenever I see that Pharaoh,
no, brother, you can bet your ass I'm gonna give him an atomic leg drop. What are you gonna do when we pass over on you, brother?
It does look just like Moses.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's how I used
it. That's the Hulkster, man.
This is using AI for good.
It is. Next.
Please don't stare at my butt chin, brother. I'm going to lead you guys to the promised land, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Next. Necropants. Made of dead man's skin, thought to bring wealth to the wearer.
This is one of the most disgusting things we've ever seen.
Is this real?
Did we need to leave the feet attached?
Yep.
Why is that necessary?
Why does this guy have the
bags?
Patchiest hair of all time?
Well, when they ripped it off of his body, he was pretty pissed about it. So
yeah, I don't know if that's,
he resisted that hair? It a little.
Did they like drain all the blood out of his penis and use it as a drawstring?
I think
pants?
They took these from that guy who hasn't showered since 1962.
Oh, Amu Hussein. Or
yeah,
whatever.
After he passed, my boy. They were like, quick, carve his legs off. We need that skin.
Can you imagine what these fucking things smell like?
Ooh.
Put the blood of the lamb on your door, bro.
That fucking killed me.
Yeah, some of your best work, really.
The floppiness of the feet, really.
Is the penis attached?
Those toe bags.
Is the dong still attached?
It's blurred out. Yeah. So
for me, this is just as gross as that horn dick.
Really?
From last episode.
This is pretty gross.
I'm having trouble looking at it.
In the article, do they drop the blur?
I don't know.
Why are you so concerned about what this guy's penis is?
I would like to see the penis of the pants.
Well, look it up on your phone.
I believe Regina Horom took the picture, so you're going to have to email her.
Yeah.
What is the patch next to the legs? Is that for the butt flap?
are the butt cheeks still intact on the back as well?
I believe they have to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're pants unless they're assless chaps.
Which then they wouldn't be pants.
Do they make like an incision and put like two plastic baggies inside here so you have pockets still? I mean,
that'd be cool.
That'd be sweet. Now we're thinking.
Maybe they took the nutsack. And use that as
made a little pouch.
Yeah, for my coins.
That might be what that is to the right there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the coins.
Yeah, you're right.
Next.
Ugh, man, that is disgusting.
The Way of Water has a runtime of 3 hours and 10 minutes for
good.
Avatar.
Yeah, good.
Sure. I feel like we've done,
wanted to be
done
that
this
long.
Before.
No, but remember a couple months ago, Jim Cameron was like, I don't give a fuck how long the movie is. You're going to sit there and you're going to fucking watch
good,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
I want movies to be 5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's taking you fucking 40 years to make it, so yeah, it should be 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jim.
Love you, Jim. They're having a baby. I didn't know.
Speaking of fat sacks of wine who take forever to get things done.
George R.R. Martin thinks it was good that he achieved success when he was in his 60s because he'd get so much pussy if he was 18, he wouldn't be able to handle it.
He did say that.
Yeah.
You know... If I was 18 writing Thrones, I would have drowned in pussy. You would have never got the Wind's Winner.
Have we gotten it yet?
No, but he said it's close.
Okay.
I have a feeling this guy just fucking sits at home all day in his own filth and just jerks his baloney all day to stuff he's inventing in his head.
The whores in Old Town are so succulent.
That's how you know it's going to be good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Who's the guy next to him?
That's Neil Gaiman.
Of course.
Good guy.
Creator of the Sandman.
Okay, next.
Fighter of the Dust Man.
Okay. Scientists at Princeton University have reconstructed this 3D model of how Adam, the first human being created by God, might have looked.
Exactly. And
makes sense when you look at that and you realize, look, we are family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you see the first man here.
Exactly. Right. I could see how
we are all family.
This is the man who created all man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this man was also just voted the most attractive bald man in America, right?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, no.
In the world.
That was Vin Diesel. Yep.
Oh.
This is Adam.
This is Adam.
And, you know, pacifier, he's a great father.
Yeah.
True. Well, he wasn't the father.
I never ate the forbidden fruit! I never knocked on no fruit.
Bingo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many of these do you think are good?
Next.
Sorry, sorry. I don't know. Keep coming.
Scientists at Stanford University have reconstructed this 3D model of how Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, might have looked.
This was the first one.
Yeah, this
right?
one actually really? Got people.
Yeah. I don't know if it got people. I think no, this it is did. Real.
This was like the first one that was real, I think.
Is yeah. any of this real? Or are you guys?
It's all real. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
No, it's that's all real. Adam. This is fucking Joseph.
This is Joseph.
Yeah. Mary, you are pregnant? Yeah. And that's all he said for the rest yeah, of his life.
That's
but we've never had with. Sex.
That's
what?
Andre Rusimov.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Andre the Giant.
Where?
Right there.
No, that's Joseph. That's
Andre.
That's Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother.
And he better pray he doesn't see me in the Sea of Galilee, brother. Or I'm going to body slam him just like I did at WrestleMania 3.
That's how you parted the Red Sea.
AD.
Yeah, that is how you parted the Red Sea.
The world's fastest shoes promise to increase your walking speed by 250%.
Yeah, I don't want to wear rollerblades all day.
I watched this video, though.
There's a video?
Yeah.
This guy, the guy who created these
is he moving?
For 50K. Oh, yeah.
Flying.
Oh,
flying.
Yeah. You know, like,
flying.
Like wheelies or Heelys or whatever. Like, yeah, those,
do
things,
they have
those things suck.
Do they have engines?
I don't know what he made him with some space age technology, but this guy is walking on the quad or wherever he's at, and he's seriously going like 60 miles.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's insane.
Like, it's like a little electric, like zip zap.
It is.
Of thing.
I told Nick, I saw he's asking for 50K. Yeah. I was this close to taking out my credit card and giving him $40,000.
It's a CMU
right
guy. Shout out CMU.
I'm asking for $50,000 for a 5% stake in my company.
I don't even need it. So get mass produce these. Mass produce these right now. I'll buy them.
So are they all terrain?
I would assume so. I think if I from, I could probably get home in a minute and a half. Yeah.
The only okay. thing that stinks is going up and down stairs. You have to stop and like click
yeah,
them
go
into
into
stair,
yeah. stair
mode.
And imagine you
oh,
forget to go
stair mode's
kind of cool
though.
Mode.
Like yeah. the sound of it.
And I mean that is the thing. It's like you know if you're taking these things out on the open road and you fall down. Oh my God, the raspberries you will have.
Yeah, here's a helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you need like a full body suit.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna have to dress in head to toe leather.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can do that.
Like leather you mode. Were like you were fucking racing on the pro tour of motorcycle race.
Yeah. Perfect. That's right.
I already got the fit.
Next.
It's easy.
Yeah, no big deal.
I said next!
Damn it.
Take me to the videos.
We got the skeleton crew back there.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, boys! Chop, chop! Let's go! This is a video of someone's Halloween yard decorations, and it's a lot.
This is one person's house.
This person's a dog.
Now, they got a great lot, great stretch of property Whoa. Here. But I'm thinking they spent more on the decorations than they did the home.
My question, and I was walking by
that
a house.
That house is a shithole.
Yeah, yeah. You know how many people can hide in this long. And just scare people?
I was walking by a house like this, especially since they have a moat. Where do the people fucking store this at?
In the house. They actually don't live there. The house is entirely made up of Halloween decorations.
That is a great question, Tony.
I mean, it's
that is an awesome house
it's
for
cool.
Halloween. Yeah, it is very cool.
See, but that is it, though?
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah,
not to set it up.
Like no, if you're driving by, it's cool, but
yes,
no, not if you're the person.
If you're doing this much work, it should be like an interactive haunted house where you get booed
yeah,
up and
charging
yeah.
people.
That yeah. one was sweet, though, where the thing was like picking up the child and eating it like a demon. That was cool.
And I guess people do put this stuff, like you put your Halloween stuff up early in it, but because like I was thinking, like it's not like Christmas
you
where you can put these, you can put Christmas, like you can do this type of shit and be Christmas themed and do it the day after Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving, and then you can leave that up like through January. I mean, like you have to take all this shit down today.
Right after
Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah. I deleted this one.
Well, what is it? I mean,
are those bugs?
Is this fucking Mitt's apartment?
Oh, my God.
This was someone doing home renovation, and all they did was move the stove,
and this
happened.
Jesus Christ.
Mitt, do not move your stove.
Yes, please. That's so gross.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
this house is a piece
of shit.
I don't think those bugs... Sorry for fucking flipping off.
No, thank you.
But yeah, I don't think those bugs punched those holes in that
door. I was going to say home renovation. Yeah. Just fucking knock down that shithole. What
Jesus
are you doing?
Those bugs would be a lot better at cleaning up than fruit flies.
How are the fruit flies? We're kind of past that season, so are you done? Cold. Are you done with that?
The ants are
the
cold.
The fruit flies are ants, definitely true. Gone. You have ants? I did have to buy a bunch of fucking new bug spray, and I'm starting to get. Also, I'm starting to get these fucking birds keep flying into my fucking window. It's so annoying.
What's going on?
That's not bad, though. That's not.
What do you mean, like full speed, like breaking their necks?
There is one bird that I am very surprised that he has not died. I was waking up on Sunday on the couch to this bird just fucking destroying my window.
Exactly. He's trying to infiltrate you, Mitt. Don't want to.
Do you have mouse traps or anything like that, Mitt?
Yeah, I got a bunch, actually.
Put them outside.
I was going to say, fucking, it's getting cold. I can only imagine what your living room and your house is like.
Yeah, they
the creatures, the varmints, they will seek warmth.
They will.
And they've been talking. Yeah.
Oh, they have been talking.
Trust
me. Hey, fruit flies live in there. Let's go follow. Like,
this guy's got 1,000 kill socks that we can nourish off of and live in.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see the fucking clothes pile this guy's got in his living room? We can hide under there for months.
He'll never
know. There is one thing that I know how to kill in my house. It is a fucking mouse. I was telling, I think, Nick, right when I moved into that house, I started getting fucking mice. I figured out the best way to get them. You get these sticky traps. And then they all just fucking...
Yeah,
very inhumane.
Have you ever...
It's very inhumane.
Oh, those...
Get the snap traps.
Have you ever seen one of them fucking screaming in those?
Or the poison. Yeah, dude, you hear them fucking screaming, and it sucks, and then you go, and then you put a different... You take another sticky pad, you throw it on the top of it, and then you...
Eat it like an ice cream sandwich.
Like, then I put it in the microwave and warm it up.
That's a great idea. I've seen some big rats screaming in those sticky traps, and I never thought about just hitting them in the head with another one.
That's enough.
That's a good strategy.
Let's watch this.
Get a cat, Mitt. Get a cat. I think you're able to take care of a cat.
Yeah, I think you probably can.
I hate cats.
What?
What happened?
Well, no one put. You didn't put on the screen.
This is great. This is great. Yeah, use it up. You got it. You
should full screen it.
Oh my God!
Oh man!
The fucking guy was going 40 miles an hour.
Oh yeah, he was getting boosted and just nailed that.
Do we have volume on this?
Yeah, hold on.
I need to hear this guy hitting the pavement and hearing how he reacted.
Like, oh my God!
How about the timing on this guy?
Yeah. He's also going so fast that he almost just glides after he.
that was a smooth glide.
It was. Volume!
Yeah, it's okay. We're not going to figure that out.
Okay. All right.
Bruce, you tried.
Yeah, I gave him one go.
Hats off to you.
I must have put up the wrong thing.
Did this guy think he was going to roll right over this tube, though?
Just like this biker did right after he fucking got owned.
Yeah, I'm guessing he didn't.
Watch the biker.
He kind of saved.
The biker's like, oh shit.
He saved the biker by releasing the pressure.
I don't know.
The biker's fine.
Yeah,
but the biker builds right back up.
Look how skinny the biker's wheels are, though, and he has absolutely no trouble getting over that.
No, because he
nope.
Yes.
Look at the hose right after.
Look at the hose. He breaks the pressure.
Watch, and then the pressure's back. Boom.
Oh,
it's still coming out.
You're right. It was a split second.
Yeah, it was only
we're dealing with fucking 2-inch wheels versus fucking 2-foot wheels.
You didn't do fire one, Tony.
I do what?
Fire one. There's pressure in the hose.
Yeah, watch. And then the pressure's back before he's even.
But what is fire one? Let's talk about this.
Actually, I was with Billy Baldwin and
Sloan Kettery.
Al Baldwin.
That was young Al.
No, you're right. It is Billy Baldwin.
Dennis Leary.
You talk about backdraft?
Yeah, I'm talking about backdraft.
No, it is
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, thank you.
Kurt Russell, yeah.
Now that's a movie.
Yeah.
Fire one is like basic fire.
Training. You've never seen Backdraft.
I've never seen Backdraft.
Fucking you Kurt Russell, Billy Baldwin. Sucks.
You went and volunteered.
No, he's sweet.
Yeah, in high school.
I was
out of class.
About fire.
No, I was like a probie because we had volunteer fire departments. So I was just like a probie fireman.
You couldn't.
How are we just hearing this right now?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I like.
Where's your Backdraft?
Football started. I never went. They like called me after football practice one day. And it was like the whole town meeting. And they were like, honorable discharge, and everyone was just like, and then I never went back. My dad did it, too.
Quit on the fire squad.
No, I mean, I did it sophomore to junior year. You have to be 16.
Did you ever save anybody?
And then no, I just did the training shit, mostly.
Engine 17, Commander.
Engine 17.
The coolest thing I probably did was just strap on the oxygen tank, and they, like, basically do a bonfire in an abandoned house, and you just have to crawl through it.
That's awesome.
That was pretty sweet. Cool.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Fireman Bruce.
How many guys did you grab next to you say, I'm not letting you die today?
There was definitely like a bit of a bonding experience with the guys you're in there with.
Yeah.
So you just grabbed.
Yeah, duh. Brothers.
You grab
their arms.
You grab their left ankle in front of you and then just right hand on the wall.
My fucking lady died!
Yeah, you gotta say that 10 times.
You just clear that bitch just on the wall.
When this whole thing goes
check the walls for heat!
I think, boys, I think what we do is we open up a fire station and we become a fire crew.
That'd be awesome.
There's a fire station right there, though.
We don't do it here. They're very well set here. We got to find a location that needs service, and we will become the...
I mean, that fire next door at the old office was fucking crazy.
Okay, this is... don't hit play it. If you could see across the street...
Yeah, there's two little RC cars.
Yeah.
And there's another one on the train tracks.
Yep.
Those are delivering food.
That thing is so fucking Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Wait, sorry, what? That is this those thing?
Things, yeah. Yep. Yeah, and then there's one like on the train.
Right. Those are like food delivery drones delivering Pizza Hut.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
Probably not Pizza Hut.
Boom.
Oh no. Oh, the pizza doesn't work.
I have no sympathy for the stupid robot because it's dumb. Exactly. But the poor individual on the other side waiting for their food all night.
Well, I asked the question. Shame. I asked the question, did they know that it was getting delivered by a robot?
Is this lady in love with this robot?
I don't know, but
she's pissed because she sees that ice cold dew going away.
Oh, no, not the dew! No!
Yeah, who cares, lady?
No, the dew!
Also, that guy probably was pretty pissed when they fucking billed him $1,700 for the robot.
Yeah, we didn't know your house was across the street from
you. You got to tell someone that. Okay?
Jesus.
Dax,
delivery directions, pal.
Hey. You got to lean back.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, this is an all-timer.
We got a guy.
This is at a buffet or something. He's
definitely worried about electric.
But the thing made it seem like this guy does not work there.
No.
Like, he's just some guy who thought he could fix this. And then, will and behold.
Oh! Can't see anymore.
Oh,
you know how you know he's fucked up? You know how you know he's fucked up?
Go halfway.
No, go to about... Yeah. Watch the ceiling.
Yes.
Okay? All you need to know is watch the ceiling, and that's how you know that...
Oh!
That cloud.
Oh, a little mushroom cloud.
Yeah. What did this guy think was going to happen?
Like, I'm gonna snip a couple wires.
You can tell at the beginning he's very hesitant about the electricity.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know, Jim.
Yeah, this one should be right.
Hey, are you sure you cut the power?
Yeah, no, I got this.
I don't know. It's really hot.
I don't bring my fucking pliers around for nothing. I can take care of this real quick.
Oh, yeah, I can take a peek at it. No problem.
I found it. Here it is. Let me just click this one, and we'll be good. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I appreciate these two sitting in the booth, too. Going, we're not going to help, but get your phone out. It's going to be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I'll just watch.
Hey, fucking blue or green?
I mean, problem solved, though, that thing. He cut it.
Is it?
Right. He cut it.
Next.
Oh.
That guy lived, obviously.
No.
I did see
I am very nervous to watch this, though.
She's about to get in the water.
Right there. Wow.
Whoa.
Holy crap.
Jesus. Yeah. Holy crap is right.
I'd never get in the water again.
She dressed like a fish.
She
almost dove in head first.
No, but you can't be like rocking a blue jumper like this looking like a tuna.
Right there, wow. Holy crap.
I'm not going to blame this guy filming jumpsuit, Bruce.
Yeah,
she wasn't even a foot into the water.
She wasn't even in the water.
The guy filming is too casual.
Yeah,
too.
Way
oh,
too casual.
Oh, look, a shark.
Holy crap. Look how big
there he is. Wow.
I would assume that they were tracking this shark.
I'm glad that
that's a good point. Maybe.
I don't know. Just know sharks are always lurking.
I'm glad that she looked first. You know?
You see a thing that big, you fucking immediately go jaws on it, and you put one of those big fucking oxygen tanks in there, shoot that thing, blow it to smithereens.
See you later, shark. Yep.
Maybe just a strong heel to the nose.
Yeah.
Or a couple sticks of dynamite.
Yeah, go ahead
and
stick your limb near a shark.
That makes sense.
I think that might be.
Bill! Bill!
The rest of the folder.
Jesus Christ.
Bill!
Bill's just always up to something.
It's every week with this shit.
What happened to the rest of the folder? Bill!
Oh, no. There's no headphones.
And he doesn't bring headphones. All
right, well, it was a good episode.
This guy.
We love everybody.
Fucking guy.
What happened to the rest of the folder?
Billy McComas and the 100 teams.
The 100 teams.
You only wanted to do like a 45-minute pod, so I just trimmed it down for the... No, that's what you said, Tony.
That's not what I said. I've never...
Oh, Bill, you said, hey, I have a field meeting with the 100 teams tonight. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
Actually, we do have to get out of here to go buy our Powerball $1 billion jackpot tickets.
Yeah. Yes, we're so back.
Woo! We're back.
So back.
And we will be back next week. Bye!